All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the first half of this NBA season has been one to remember for the Los Angeles Lakers, and for all the wrong reasons. The Lakers right now are currently 28-29, which is good enough for 10th place in the Western Conference. And just when it appeared that the Lakers were beginning to get some momentum, LeBron James suffered that groin injury in their victory on Christmas Day versus the Golden State Warriors. This has been topsy-turvy all season long, and the bottom line is, some of the key figureheads are not on the same page. I said it when it happened that it was going to be a problem when Magic Johnson, the Lakers executive VP of basketball operations, brought in LeBron for his initial meeting about joining the Lakers. And it was LeBron, it was Magic, and it was Lakers general manager Rob Pelinka. Head coach Luke Walton was nowhere to be found because he was kept out of the loop of this decision. And because of that, there's been friction ever since. And let's not sugarcoated, there was friction before because Magic Johnson has never really wanted Luke Walton because Luke Walton was not his guy, and it's causing problems. We also saw the Anthony Davis fiasco where the Lakers failed to get him from the New Orleans Pelicans, and you really can't blame the Lakers because they really were willing to give up a king's ransom to get the services of Davis. You look at the young Lakers who have now been put into the spotlight alongside LeBron James, and they've had their ups and downs, and they've had their growing pains to go along with it. I think the All-Star break came at the right time for the Lakers. We saw them, how they lost to the lowly Atlanta Hawks in their last game of the first half. Also, the previous game before that, they gave up 143 points in a loss to the Philadelphia 76ers. And let's not forget on February the 5th, where they got blown out at the Indiana Pacers by the score of 136-94. So, of course, you look at it right now, the Lakers are in 10th place, but the bottom line is this All-Star break is an opportunity for them to reset their batteries. Everybody is not going to be on the same page throughout this season with this Lakers team, and it's shown and it will continue to show, but it's gut check time. And the bottom line is everybody involved has got to put their pride aside if this team is going to make the postseason. There are opportunities for the Lakers to get right coming down the stretch. You look at their first game of the second half this Thursday versus the Houston Rockets, which will be a vital game because they want to get things started on the right foot. That Saturday, they're going to be at the New Orleans Pelicans, and we don't know the availability of Anthony Davis, which means that the Lakers have to take advantage of that. The Memphis Grizzlies have already thrown in the flag, the white flag, that is, as they traded Mark Gasol to the Toronto Raptors. So this is a game that the Lakers have to take advantage of, and then that's followed up by another contest with New Orleans. The bottom line is the teams that are out of it, the teams that have waved the white flag, a la the Memphis Grizzlies, a la the Phoenix Suns, the Chicago Bulls, and the New York Knicks of the world, the Lakers got to go out there and take care of their business if they're going to find a way to not only overcome the Clippers and the Sacramento Kings to get back into the playoff race, but also to get to the postseason and make an impact while they are there. The talent is there. Make no mistake about it. And I don't see a scenario where LeBron James misses the playoffs. It's simply not going to happen. And I think he will will this team in the second half to get it done because he did not come to L.A., regardless of him and Luke Walton are on the same page or not, but he did not come to L.A. to be sitting at home come the playoffs. So I think the Lakers are definitely going to find a way to get to the postseason. how they will fare there, that still remains to be seen. But the bottom line is, the time is now for them to kick it into gear if they are going to get things right and head to the postseason. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with tax season here, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. There is also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.